Hey guys, and welcome back to episode 4 of Not Click Babes. I'm Valerie.
And I am Mercedes.
And how are y'all doing?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
What's your vibe check?
You hear too much about us, but how are you doing,
the listeners? How are you doing?
Anyway, well, thank you for that riveting answer.
Thank you so much.
Val, what's your vibe check?
Vibe check, wow. This week, couldn't even remember it. I'm going to be real.
Okay. It sounds like we are taking clips from every week and repeating it because you always say...
I don't remember. Okay, what did I do this week? School? Yeah. Oh, I had so many tests.
Any test? So many tests.
So many exams, I'm sorry. So that was pretty boring.
But you could talk about your interview.
Oh my gosh, you guys. It was career fair on Friday. And I got an interview with Marriott Vacation Club. And I went in,
just casually.
I honestly thought that they didn't like me. And then when she offered me like an interview that day, I was so shocked. I was very surprised. But I think it went well. So we'll hear back from them within a week or two. See what the vibes are. If chosen, I'd be packing up my bags and going to the sunny state, California.
Wow. And how would you feel about that? Moving to a state.
I don't really know.
For a job.
That's
like some grown-up stuff.
That is grown-up stuff, which is kind of scary to think about, but it's fun. Oh, also this week we got our grad caps. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I was about to say. Well,
we got our grad caps.
But first off, we had to hold back on that for a second because Val had to get her credits and stuff situated.
Oh yeah, I talked to so many, well, the same advisor just like
so many
times that last week to get my credentials in order.
Mm-hmm. Her credentials to say she could walk. So essentially at our school you can just walk.
Yeah, she literally just told me that. She was like, you don't even have to be graduating, you can walk.
Yeah, like no one cares apparently, which is wild.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, what?
Yeah, so Val can walk, which is all we're worried about, concerned about. So she will be at graduation with me. We will be in the same graduating
class.
Go us. So then we went and we got our grad stuff, our cap and gown.
We did.
Which is surreal.
It is.
It feels really weird.
It feels so weird.
It feels so early, but I also feel like I blinked and February was over.
Right? It's literally what?
March 1st. Yeah.
I cannot believe this. We have so much coming up this month, too.
Ugh, don't remind me.
Not even just like one thing.
Literally.
Just one thing. We're so busy.
People, you wouldn't understand. But yeah, I feel like I haven't had time to just enjoy being a senior in college.
Right? I feel like the year so far has just gone by like way too fast.
They really aren't lying when they say like, life comes at you fast, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
You do be growing up real fucking fast.
Like, senior year's here, it's already over, bro.
I thought it was already over. I feel like I was a senior in high school, like, a month ago.
Right? It's just crazy.
I never pictured myself getting here.
Really?
That could have also been my depression.
Oh.
No. I don't know. It's so weird. It's so surreal. Like, you know how sometimes you can picture yourself doing something? Like,
yeah.
I just never pictured myself being a college graduate.
Really?
Yes. I don't know. I could picture myself graduating high school because that's easy.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, not to downplay any high school graduates. It can be hard for some.
Yeah.
It was hard for my sister. She was struggling in high school. She was not the brightest. Mm-hmm. That's okay. High school was hard. High school was way harder than college, I think.
I mean, you're telling me, bro. Like, you're telling me.
There's always those memes where it's like, my high school teacher says they're not going to accept us in college, and then my professor is like, oh, just draw a picture and we'll accept it. It's
legit.
It's true. It's very much true.
My professor told me, if you draw a cat on the exam, I'll give you extra credit. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so then, exactly. So it is way different, and it is, I think the reason why they try to make it easier is because they're paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because being able to pay for it is already a privilege.
And I think also, like, professors, like, they know. Like, they've been in your seat. Like, they know what works. They know what doesn't work.
Yeah.
So they're not going to waste their time on, like, doing all these things. They know that people have lives.
Yeah, whereas in high school,
like, you don't, apparently.
Well, also, we choose to be here. Whereas
high school, you do not choose
to be there, so you have to be a little more strict.
Yeah, because, like, they can just act off and do whatever they want.
Exactly. But, yeah, I'm very excited. But, yeah, it's been a very eventful week. We did get our cap and gown.
Mm-hmm.
You had your interview,
mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know what I did. I don't know. Every week kind of goes by super fast for me, which is I'm very thankful for.
Yeah.
Because I work and I go to school. In case you haven't noticed, in case I haven't said it enough on this fucking podcast.
She has a job.
I have a job. But I'm kind of lucky that I have a job now because it's really rare. It's some statistic, like 50-something percent of college graduates don't get a job.
Yeah, because
the first year.
They're saying it's because, like, that's why my dad always pushes me to go to, like, the career fairs and things like that. Right. Even when I was, like, sophomore. Because he was, like, you're building these connections and then they remember you.
Networking is so important.
And he was just, like, it's, like, even my professors, they were, like, go to the career fair. Like, literally, they'll cancel class. Like, most of the professors, they will literally cancel class and they're, like, go to the career fair. Like, use this time to go to the career fair. And they were literally saying, like, this is one of the last times that people are looking to hire you. Like, they want you.
Right.
So they're, like, looking for you. Compared to when you go and you interview, like, they're like, we can have, like, whoever we want. Like, exactly. We're not really, like, looking. So, like, that woke me up. I mean, at the end goal is Armin Geary.
Mm-hmm.
Look them up. Oh. Luxury hotel.
Well, even something like this, creating a podcast, like, I know the subject matter can be a little not safe for work, but it's also something that's really interesting and creative and, like, makes you stand out. So I guess we could put that on our resumes if we really wanted.
Yeah, that we have a podcast.
But it does take dedication. We do take time out of our day to do this. We pay to do this. We don't get paid to do it. I know, shocking. Despite how popular we are, we don't get paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun. I think it takes dedication, shows passion.
Yeah, exactly. It shows that, you know, you're doing this every week.
Exactly.
So you're reliable.
Yeah, and we are not, like, no one's holding us to it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not for a project. It's just based on us. Mm-hmm. Remember when we first started it? Oh, my God.
It was so scary.
That was wild. We were just like, oh, my God, should we do it? And then...
But then we just did it, like, one day.
Mm-hmm.
Out the blue.
And we were so excited. And then I only saved supposedly 17 minutes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I uploaded it on, and then there's only 17 minutes. So we had to delete it and then come back to where we record the podcast, save it again, and then re-upload it.
I don't know how the fuck that happened. I'm still, like, curious because I genuinely, you were with me when I saved it. So
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Oh, well. We learned. We've been through more trials and tribulations.
Truly.
But yeah, it's been a wild, surreal week, especially getting that cap and gown. I sent a picture to my sister, and she was like, OMG, I'm crying. I'm like, grow up.
Grow up.
Grow the fuck up. But yeah, it makes me consider, like, getting my master's, because it's like, do I really want to be a full-functioning adult?
No.
No, but do I also want to pay for my master's?
No.
No. So, if anyone out there would like to sponsor me and pay for my master's degree,
please let us know.
Please let us know. Both of us know. Val and I are both interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are our vibe checks. We do be vibing.
We do be vibing.
We do be vibing. I'm trying to think of, like, anything.
Well, we're also trying to figure out what. Let us know in the comments down below. What should we decorate our
caps?
Our caps for our graduation. Let us know. Give us some inspiration. Most people who listen to this are already our friends.
Exactly.
So send me a freaking snap. Send me a text. Send me an email.
Something.
Tweet of what you think I should do. I want to do something fun.
Same. I kind of want to do something fun. Something that encapsulates me. But at the same time, it's like, because I have this idea already to do, like, the Lotería card.
I know.
Yeah, the La Graduada.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, am I that in touch with my Mexican culture that I'm allowed to do it?
I don't think it. I think at the end of the day, like,
what if someone comes up to me and they start speaking to me in Spanish because they see a Lotería card? Oh, my God.
Well, that's kind of racist to assume that
I speak Spanish.
But I think, honestly, like, as a Hispanic child who plays Lotería. I mean, I may not, like, speak the language, but I play Lotería. Like, I know the words in Spanish.
Speak it?
Yeah, so I don't feel like it's, like, that big a deal for you to do that. It's part of your culture. It's part of what you grew up with.
I did grow up with
so,
that.
So, like, nobody can tell you that you can't. Because, like, were you there during my childhood?
No.
Exactly. I loved playing Lotería.
I never got to play. Because I think they were like, you don't take this serious enough.
The game?
Yeah, there's like high stakes.
We would play at school, and we'd also celebrate Dia de los Muertos.
Okay, no, yeah, because you had a really cool school.
Yeah, they were very, like, and I celebrated Chinese New Year. There's two holidays from the Chinese culture that we would do. And then we would do two Spanish ones, which was Independence Day and then Cinco de Mayo. And then what else? And then we would do, during Spanish, like, we would celebrate Dia de los Muertos. We would make the whole, like, stand thing.
What do they call it?
Like, the candle? The shrine, kind of, I guess.
The shrine. We would never do that. We made sugar skulls once.
We made sugar skulls. I got so sick because I kept eating everybody's sugar skulls. And the sugar, I was just like, ooh. I got really sick. But that's, you know.
I still have my sugar skull that we made once.
Oh, we should make sugar skulls.
I feel like it requires a lot of effort.
Well, we can get, like, a mold. And right. Then we just get the recipe. But I feel like it'd be, like, a fun, like, Tuesday night.
Us. We just craft on a regular Tuesday. True. Yeah, I would like to make, like, a serious sugar skull, because mine was kind of ugly. I think it has, like, a feather in it. It kind of looks like a fortune teller.
We love it.
We love it. We stand the culture.
It's all the tarot card readers.
Literally. I fuck with tarot cards. You can teach yourself how to read tarot cards. But I feel that's kind of fucked up, though, because then if you are to pay someone to, like, read your tarot cards, it's just a game of chance, bro. Like, they don't have any spiritual calling.
Well, I think that's, like, you have to find somebody who does have that, like, spiritual connection in order to do that.
But how would I know? I don't have the credibility.
I don't know. Or you're gonna the have credentials. To just, that's also where trust comes in. Oh, like, God. You have to believe. Okay. Just like you believe in your ghost, you have to believe in
my single ghost.
You have to believe.
There's not multiple. There's only one.
It's just
one.
The one ghost. His name's ghost. Casper, and I hear he's friendly.
He's very friendly. But, yeah, I can't believe you don't believe in ghosts because you haven't been possessed.
Because I know they're not real.
I think about it.
They're not real. Have you seen The Haunted Mansion?
I get so triggered. I think about it so often. Like, and I'm not even religious. And yeah. I hate when I say something and my mom's like, that's blasphemous. Like, all this.
Why? Why, though? Why would she say that?
Because she's religious. Like, when I say something.
You should tell her, doesn't it say in the Bible that you are not to judge anybody? So why are you judging me? You're breaking your own religious values. So don't come at me like that. That's what my mom used to do to people. She was like, aren't you? She's like, doesn't it say in the Bible? Blah, blah, blah. Because my mom read the Bible, like, all her childhood. Like, she would go to church every...
Well, everyone did. There was nothing to do.
Well, to believe in God, yeah. You're spiritual, man. Your love for him.
But, capital H. I should be laughing. That's fucked up. See? Yeah, no, she'd always be like, that's blasphemous, whatever.
Next time she does that, doesn't say in the Bible.
I'll be like, who are you?
Not to judge.
Who are you? Are you part of a...
Ask her, do you go to church on Sunday?
I'd be like, are you an ordained minister? No, because I am. You guys know that? No, dead ass.
I'm ordained too. I got ordained my freshman year.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's your certificate?
I didn't buy one. You should buy it. I was just like, what's the point if I'm not going to do weddings?
Girl, you could, though.
I know. I should just do it. I think I'm just going to buy the certificate and call it a day.
Yeah, literally, I got ordained over winter break because I was fucking bored.
You just be like that.
And then, because I really wanted to see if it was that easy.
It is that easy.
Oh, because I was watching a Modern Family episode.
Oh, I love Modern Family.
Everyone's like ordained. Everyone and their mother was ordained. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, okay, well, I guess if it's that easy, I should do it. And so then I went online. Sorry, I yawned. And then it took literally 2 minutes. And I guess the kind of, like, trick they get you with is that you have to buy the certificate because a lot of states require you to have documentation that you are an ordained minister. So I just bought the certificate. You were with me. I bought it yesterday.
Shreddy said we were eating ice cream.
Yeah, it was, like, $40. So now I'm ordained. If anyone would like me to officiate their wedding... Hit me up. I'm trying to become a famous ordained minister, so then all these celebrities will want me to do their weddings. I'm hoping to have a musical number included in the ceremony.
Ooh, that'd be different and fun.
I know. So, yeah. That's a fun fact. Ooh, I can use that as like a fun fact about me.
Like when you're like two truths and a lie.
Yeah, like I'm an ordained minister. I've been to 13 countries. And I can say
that. Oh, what was that TikTok we were watching yesterday? He's like, let's play two truths and a lie. He's like, I got this. Oh. I got this scar that makes me look like I converted to Hinduism.
He said, I have this forehead scab that makes it look like I converted to Hinduism. Maybe I died. That was it. Like, there was more to the video, but that was just the funniest part of it. What was I saying? Yeah, so I got ordained. So maybe, maybe if this whole, like, business degree doesn't work out, or, like, my current job, I could just do weddings. Ordained people get money for doing weddings?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, because wouldn't you pay the person, like, even if it was through the church, like, to do your wedding? You have to pay.
Couldn't accept money like that. Because they're not a business.
I know, but it's a donation to the church.
You know, my donation is a testimonial.
Oh.
I'll be like, my word. My recommendation is enough payment.
Recommendation.
My referrals.
Well, also, I feel like celebrity, like, people who, like, ordain, they would charge. Because, like, you're not going to do a wedding for free.
Why? It's literally like a 20-minute ceremony.
You want to do it for free?
Oh, true, I guess. Because you kind of have to like get dressed up. And it's also really nerve-wracking. Well, no. Yeah. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know how anything works. Also, I think my ears just popped. So.
Because the vibes.
Because the vibes are so strong, my ears just popped. But also, I have had bronchitis.
That's true.
I'm getting over, so.
Yeah. I mean, you seem to be doing better than from where we started.
When I started, I thought I was dying. I really thought I was dying. Yeah. I had the worst, like, stomach cramps. I was sweating all the time. I felt like I was swallowing knives. Like, I was afraid to go to sleep. Sorry, I'm yawning. Because
I didn't think you were going to wake up?
I didn't think I was going to wake up.
That's so scary to, like, think about.
Because I couldn't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I have a pain in my chest. But yeah, that was horrific. It really was a dark time, but I'm better now. Not thanks stronger. To modern medicine.
Work it harder. Make it better. Do it faster. Makes us stronger.
Thank you, Mr. West.
That's not even Mr. West. That's Daft Punk.
My God.
Jesus, you know what? It's just like this, the ignorance. I can't deal with the ignorance, mate. I just can't.
See, I wouldn't have known that because I only know it from when Kanye West did it.
Yeah, because he was inspired by it. And then he was like, Daft Punk, I would like to be on the track.
No, he sampled it.
He was like, Daft Punk, I'd like to be on the track. And then they performed. Then they performed at the MTV Movie Awards together, so.
And? You're the only person I know that knows the whole history of Daft Punk.
Because I love them. You, like, don't get it. I think it's because I fell in love with them so young that I was just like...
You can't get rid of them?
I was just like, I just have to know everything about them.
It's kind of how I feel about the Jonas Brothers.
Exactly. So it's like my Jonas Brothers.
But also the Jonas Brothers, when I was younger, were so good. Like, their newest album, I'm like, okay, we get it. You had sex. Like,
cool. We get it. You're married.
We get it. Like, we're over it.
We get it. You got rid of the purity rings.
Like, the good tunes. Yeah, that's the worst part. It's like... They're married.
Wasn't that so sad?
That's the worst part. I should stop listening to married artists because the reason why, listen, hear me out. The reason why their old stuff was so good was because they were going through it. They were going through it. I'm serious. Their songs are fucking deep. When I was younger, I didn't appreciate the music enough. Like, yeah, I was like, ooh, these are fun to sing to and like they're hot, whatever. But the music was actually good. And it was some deep shit that they were saying.
Well, I think now they can also do the same thing because I feel like they can think about before they got to that point. Like when we broke up before we got married or when we were struggling.
It's harder to like write music about something. If I'm a fucking musician.
I know. I think it's easy for them because they have other writers and they can be like, well, tell me about a time your heart was shattered. And they're like, oh, fuck, well, I have 700. What do you want to know?
It goes through a Rolodex of, like, heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Harry Styles. Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
He was going, see what I'm saying?
He was going through it.
He just went through a breakup. He was going through it. We can tell. Oh my god, I have chills. I'm literally, wow. I'm going to go see him live.
We're going to go see him live.
Bitch, because of me.
So let because me
just,
of Mercedes.
So let me just say, I'm just so... Sometimes I'll cry thinking about him. Like, literally, I was in, like, the business building the other day, waiting for my class, and I was just listening to Fine Line.
Oh, that's a good... That song right there. I loved how he knew that that was going to be the last song.
I know, because he was like, I'm going to name it after... You know, I'm going to name the album after the song. But literally, and then I was just, like, tearing up because... Oh, my God. He's such, like, a genuine soul.
He is.
He's so creative, and he's so good at what he does. Like, his voice is so... Oh, my God. I just have a deep appreciation for his music.
I do,
him as a person, and he just so happens to be attractive. So it wrapped up in a pretty bow.
It just was, like, all perfect.
And he's so kind.
He
and
is.
His whole message of, like, treat people with kindness. Oh, my God. I'm fine. I am just fine.
I mean, he is a good soul, yeah. I mean, I feel like with his music, like, I feel like with this album, it's the first album I've ever heard from him.
I know.
Because I didn't really listen to him in One Direction, because I just...
Well, that's okay.
But this album, I felt like, I don't know, it was just something about it that, like, made me more connected in a way. Because I felt like he was being, like, genuine. Like,
he was talking about what he felt. You should also listen to Harry Styles, his first album.
I might.
You have to.
I just don't want to be disappointed.
I'm not going to let you.
That if enjoyed this one way more than the first one.
The first one's, you could definitely see the difference, the growth. So it's a good, like, learning point and, like, a good perspective, because that was released, like, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago. Oh, my God. 2 years ago. He's just, I still listen to the first album because it definitely showcases his growth.
Yeah.
And so I like to listen to it and tell the difference. And it's also, he has a lot of bops on that. Like, when he was saying, like, this album, Fine Line, is music to be sad and horny to, I was like, okay.
Facts.
Facts.
You're like,
pure
facts.
Fucking facts. The first one is, like, more rocker-esque.
Yeah,
music.
Well, I was also watching that, like, the Apple Music, like, thing that they had where he was interviewed, and he was saying that his first album, he was playing it really safe because he didn't want to, like, take the chance and then people hate it.
Oh, so good,
though. And the second album was where he was just like, no, like, I feel
full
like
creativity.
I have to be, like, true, and I'm so just good. Like, bam, this is, like, really great. All the songs on the album.
No skips.
Like, it was straight through, like, they're just so good.
But his first album is like that, too.
Is it really low?
Maybe
to you it's like that, but I don't know. I'm scared that it's not gonna be like, I'm gonna like certain songs, but not all of it.
Okay, that's okay. As long
as I really like, I do like Sign of the Times, and I do, when I listened to Woman when I was in your room, and I was just like, that was the first time I ever heard it, and then I downloaded it.
So good.
So those are the only two from his first album that I have on my, like, list right now.
Yeah, he is incredible. Wow. Like, I just feel so blessed to be living in a time where Harry Styles exists, and he is producing. Oh my God, I'm gonna start crying. Where he produces music, and it's like, I am in love.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching, like, the young David Bowie grow into himself. Oh my God, David Bowie. You know how I feel.
She's
about
gonna
David
cry.
Bowie? I wish I could experience David Bowie and his music when it was released in the 70s.
Yeah.
In the 80s, like, I wish I could experience Space Oddity when it came out, but here I am in 2020.
But you're living your own.
I'm living my own life with my own,
your own David Bowie with Harry Styles,
with internet,
exactly,
which is great because I have access to the music videos and I don't have to wait up watching on MTV.
The times have changed.
Do you remember, like, I remember there was a summer when I was, like, in middle school where I'd stay up super late/early in the mornings, and I knew it was early because the music videos would start to play on MTV. Because I would just watch, like, trashy reality TV.
Me,
like Catfish,
my whole life.
Jersey Shore. What else? Room Raiders was a thing. Do you remember that?
Room Raiders. Flavor of Blood.
Next.
Well, it was VH1.
Oh, shit. Same shit. It was all the same shit, in my opinion. I said it. But yeah. I am going through a lot right now thinking about hairstyles. So
it's a good subject. Album. If you guys, I feel like probably the people who listen to this have already heard the album, but
if you
listen
to it though, again. If you haven't heard it though, genuinely give it a chance. Like we're not.
Because I wasn't a Harry Styles fan at all. And then Lights Up, I listened to Lights Up by chance. Mm-hmm. By chance. Because I was just like, it was on my Spotify. It was like new songs released. And I was like, oh, Harry Styles, like whatever. Listened to it, changed my life. And so I was just like, and then he dropped
Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar. And I was like, okay. I see the vibes. And then the whole album, like, was just amazing. It was truly amazing.
I have no denying that. And neither do the charts. Yeah, listen to it.
I also have a question for you.
I'm ready.
So, you know how you said, like, the tickets come with, like, a CD?
I'm getting it, yeah. It's being sent to my house.
In the CD, though, is that the poster of him naked on the wall?
That was in the vinyl.
It's only in the vinyl.
I don't know. We'll see.
I thought it was in the CD because there's two, like, sizes you can get. So I'm assuming one's in the CD, one's in the vinyl. Because the big one's in the vinyl.
Oh, I
But there's also, like, a medium-shaped one that I'm assuming is in the CD.
I hope so. Well, I get... Yeah. We'll see. I'll see. Because you got a CD as well. Because there's two tickets.
Iconic.
So... It's funny how they're doing that now.
Yeah, it's because I feel like it's because it's all digital now.
Well, then stop fucking selling CDs.
That's what I'm saying.
I said, if you want a CD, order it online.
Okay, that's true.
Like, it's not enough with this over-mass producing shit.
Yeah.
Because it's bad. No one buys CDs.
That's true.
I will only buy, like, a physical copy if I love the artist. But nowadays, I don't even have to buy the CD because it comes with the ticket, you know?
Dang, yeah, that's why I try to see them.
That's why I try to see my favorite bands live, and that's why I also try to like really underground bands because it's so cheap to see them. And I've met a lot of the bands that I love, like
that's really
that I listen to.
Fascinating,
yeah, but fascinating. Wow, thank you for complimenting.
Trying to use big words.
Yeah, good job. Something else I've been getting into that I'm considering.
I'm scared.
Like. Re-experiencing is Glee.
Oh, we've been talking about this so much.
I could talk about this for hours because I don't think you guys understand. I was a Gleek. I was a full-blown, loud and proud motherfucking Gleek. And Glee was out during my most formative years. It came out when I was in the sixth grade, ended when I was a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. And I watched every single week. Mm-hmm. And I am able to tell you the episodes.
She is. I'll name something that happened, and she's like, oh, season 2, episode 5. I'm like, hello?
Yeah, I can tell you the episode titles, and, like, I that's how obsessed with it I was. Because also, that's how I manage myself, is, like, every couple years I'm obsessed with something.
Yeah.
Like, it was the Jonas Brothers, it was Glee.
Now Harry Styles.
I was like, no, not even that. Well, yeah. I don't know what I'm obsessed with nowadays. Probably finding job security and being happy.
Ooh, but adult things.
But, so yeah. And I was rewatching. I stumbled across a Clayne edit. If you don't know what Clayne is, that was the ship name for two characters, Kurt and Blaine on Glee. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are men. Yes, they are gay.
And they are proud.
They are proud. And that changed me. For the better. When I was in the fucking sixth grade. Literally changed my damn life. Gay rights. Oh. Gay rights. So, I stumbled across a Clayne edit, which was 55 minutes on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I watched the whole damn thing. And I was crying. I was sobbing throughout the entire fucking
Because it's emotional. Because you just see how their relationship,
how in love they are.
Yeah. And then when the breakup to the makeup.
To getting married. Yes, spoiler alert, I don't give a fuck. It's been over for, like, what, 5-6 years?
I don't even know.
So, yeah. So,
I'm emotional.
Watch a new episode. Not a new episode. Watch an episode every day till I finish it. Because I genuinely cannot remember season 5. Literally, I was like, where are these scenes coming from? Did I not watch the fucking last 2 seasons? But no, I watched every season. That shit was just so bad. It got so bad in the 5th season, but... Yeah, I love Glee. But there's also a podcast out there.
Dedicated
to, it's like a brother and sister, and they rewatch an episode every week and talk about it on a podcast, which I think is so clever. It's called, I think, Sam and Maggie Hate Glee.
Iconic.
Because no one hates Glee more than Gleeks. Mm. I said it. I also hate the word Gleek, because that also means to spit from your mouth. Yeah.
Ew.
So, I love Glee. And it... I think I'm only emotional because, like, it made me essentially who I am today.
Because, like... Part of the reasons why you are who you are.
Exactly. Like, it was... It played such a big role in how I carry myself and mm-hmm. how I see the world and, like, the music I listen to. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna start crying. But also, I was really into Tumblr.
Tumblr was everything.
When I was into Tumblr, I was a huge Glee. Like, I had a Glee blog. Holy shit. Like, Tumblr and Glee changed my life. If I wasn't part of the Glee fandom, I don't think I would have been into Tumblr. Which
really
would have ruined me, I think.
I would have still been into Tumblr. Just love the vibe.
Okay, well, I wasn't that cool, so. Oh. Sorry, I'm so exhausted. Embarrassing. But, yeah. That's how I feel about Glee and Harry Styles. That's what makes me.
Glee and Harry Styles. Glee and Harry Styles.
I also am trying really hard to, like, get into things that made me feel something when I was younger because I'm about to become an adult.
What do you mean, feel?
Like, I felt so strongly about things. Oh, like, okay. Glee, like, I felt so passionate about it and, like, so passionate about musical theater. Mm-hmm. And now I'm 22 and I don't feel passionate about anything. That could mm-hmm. just be the depression speaking, but...
Right, right.
But it's also, like, I just want to, like, bring that joy into my life, whether it be a TV show or be a band or something. Mm-hmm. You know, because I feel like adults don't really have anything that they're, like, fans of, you know?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I try to think about my mom and dad, and they don't, like, have anything that they're, like, obsessed with that they... That, like, makes them happy.
I do. Both my parents do.
Okay, well, cool. We get it. You've had a better fucking life than me, bitch.
No, but I'm just saying, maybe you just don't realize what they actually do.
I think I do, though.
I think you don't,
do know.
Because doesn't your dad love going to the movies? So that could be, like, his thing, going to go see new movies.
Yeah, but he, like, likes going to the movies, but now he's to the age where he's like, no, I can't go to the movies. It makes me too tired. So it has to be, like, a good day for him. It has to be, like, a good day for him to go to the movies.
Maybe he has, like, a hobby that you don't know about. Maybe him and your mom are hiding some stuff from you.
Ew. Don't be gross.
Not like that, you nasty. You're literally... I don't know why you're thinking so dirty. Because
you're being gross, the way you said it.
Maybe you just don't realize, like, what your parents are passionate about.
I do. They're passionate about being involved in my life.
That's nice.
And being annoying.
Maybe their obsession is you. You're what brings them joy. Wish.
If that was the case, I think my life would be way different. You heard the last podcast.
That was your childhood, though.
Clearly, I am not their obsession.
That was your childhood. Now as an adult.
Oh, my God.
It's different. The vibes
I think, yeah, my dad does like going to the movies. But that's like a hobby.
Like,
my
does he like sports?
He'll watch them. But
is he your favorite team?
Yeah, our state teams. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. See, that's the thing. It's like really casual viewing with him. He'll watch sports so he has a talking point at work. That's it. But he's not like a diehard fan.
Oh my God. You know what it is?
What
your father's thing is?
What is my father's thing? Oh, going gambling. To the casino.
That's his thing. Yes. That's what he's passionate about.
Okay, let me get this straight.
He's not like crazy like about it. It's just like he loves going. Like
he does like to.
So that's like his thing.
He also likes, I think he just likes playing games in general.
Yeah, so that's his thing.
He used to love to take us to like pizza places when we were younger, like arcades. He loves taking us to arcades mm-hmm. because you win something in their games.
Yeah.
He really liked Galaga
mm-hmm.
growing up. But
so that's his thing, his game. So now that he's older, the casino is like the thing for him.
Yeah, but that's our and your money,
mom,
dog.
Doesn't your mom love hair? Like, she's a cosmetologist, no? She loves doing
that.
Doesn't
mean she loves hair.
Well, she
did
loves
it because she didn't know what else to do when she was younger.
But does she enjoy it?
And she's
it?
Like, this looks interesting. I don't know. Well, let me ask her.
Or like maybe she has like a soap opera that she watches
she
or
does it.
Something that she does like that's just like strictly for her.
I can't think of it. She has no personality. I feel so bad for my mom. She doesn't have friends. And then I'm like, don't you want friends? Like, can't you make friends? She's like, I don't want friends. I don't need anyone.
They disappoint me.
Exactly. I'm like, bitch, you need friends because I'm tired of this bullshit of you talking to me about this shit that I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to me about work. And I'm like, what was the point of you telling me that?
Maybe she just wants to vent.
What's funny, though, is like, when I vent, she'll be like, oh my God, that's exactly what happens to me.
And then make it about her.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, shut up. No one asked you, Angie.
I feel that. My mom, I don't know, I don't really talk to my parents when I'm not with them.
So I don't really fucking bitch.
My mom like that.
Will make her presence known so that I have to talk to her.
My mom won't.
My mom pretends like she doesn't know my schedule.
My mom literally won't talk to me. You know what she told me? She did ask, she called me once, and then she told my brother that I've been ignoring her calls all week. She only called me once.
She would do, very dramatic.
And she's like, I called your sister multiple times. I was like, when? Because I didn't get any of it.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. That was so funny.
She was just like, I was just like, bro, I swear to you that I don't ignore your calls.
Mom, I will beat your ass.
We're about to square up, like, when I get home.
I don't blame you.
But she was just like that.
I don't know what my parents' hobbies are.
She was also so offended that I didn't let her buy my cap and gown.
Well, also, like...
She also... First of all, she seemed like she knew that we... She was very confusing because I sent her a picture of it and she was like, oh my god, I thought we had to pay for it. I was like yeah, like, I didn't just get this. And then she was like, oh my god, like, why didn't... How much was it? Let me pay you. And I was just like, I bought it. That's, like, what matters. You know what I mean? Like, we have it. True. We have it.
If my mom... That's the thing. I showed them and they're like, oh my god, so precious.
She was so hurt.
That was it. I wish my parents were hurt over shit that they didn't buy. I wish. I fucking wish. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
And then she's like, oh, and then you have to pay for your senior pictures. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, and then you have to pay?
Literally, the way she said it. She's like,
I'm so dead.
She's like, oh my god, you have to pay rent, and then you have your credit card bill. Because I was explaining all the stuff. Oh, no, I was going through all my expenses that I have. And, like,
she's like, let me tell you about ours.
I'm on a tight budget and shit. And then she was like, oh, my God. And then you have your senior pictures.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck. Okay, guess I have those, too. So thank you for adding that.
I'm like, so you're not gonna drop some coin, or?
No, literally. And then she was like, oh. And then I was talking about how I have this dermatology bill that it was a dermatologist that she recommended to me to go to because they took our insurance.
Yeah.
And then a couple months later, I get a fucking bill from them for $80. And I was like, well, I have to pay them too because I don't want them to send me to collections and shit like that. And she's like, oh, no, 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 it's okay. I'll just pay it. I'm like, are you sure? Can I trust you with that? Can I trust you to pay this bill?
Did she, though?
She did.
Okay.
I had a reminder, though.
That's what matters. I mean, as long as you do it. Or why don't you just ask? Like, can you pay for my senior photos?
Because I feel bad. No, because she already established it. Apparently, I had to fucking pay for them.
Well, you can ask her.
I think it's because she thinks they're, like, expensive. Because my senior photos for high school were really expensive. Which I obviously didn't understand the concept of money then. But now I do. So.
Well, because here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we just rent a camera.
Oh, my God.
I take photos of you. You take photos of me. We'll see how they turn out. And if they turn out really great, then we use them. If they don't, then we hire someone.
We could do that.
Because we could see, because if we can save the coin.
But I have to get an outfit.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure that out.
That's really rough, because I'm trying to get a dress for graduation, and just nothing is like, that's the one. There was one that I was like, that's the one, but then they
took it off
right out of my size. Literally the day after
I decided. Did they put it back up?
I don't know, I keep looking. Oh. And so far, nothing.
Maybe it's going to be a little bit. But, I mean, I don't know, because... Or maybe to wear a romper.
Ew.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to be comfortable during my ceremony.
You're gonna
wear
heels?
An hour and a half.
Yeah. That's not comfortable.
They have comfortable heels, you dumb bitch.
They have comfortable heels.
Just because you're used to your little petty flats.
Little petty flats.
And your, like, 1-inch platforms that you think make you 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. I'm 6 feet now. I'm 6'12", actually.
You're literally 7 foot. There was a time where me and Val were trying to, like, conceptualize height. Yeah. Like, for some reason, we cannot conceptualize
height. We can't.
Especially when it comes to men. She'll read, like, 5'9", and she'll ask me, like, is that tall? And I'm like, I guess.
I don't fucking know, dude.
I don't have a boyfriend to gauge. We have your brother, but he's, like, around the same height as me. So
yeah.
It's like,
that doesn't help. So I have to, like, sometimes I think about just asking random men, how tall are you? So I can see.
That's a little bizarre.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So it's just, like, hard. And then Mercedes told me, ask how tall your dad is. Because then that will help
me.
My
dad's, like, 5'10".
Dang.
Ew. Don't hop on.
Not like that. Oh, my God.
I know how you feel about tall men.
I know you want me to be your stepmama. But, no.
I would literally end it all. I would end it all. That's how I'm going to put it. But... besides that, besides Val hitting on my dad.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's a very funny man. He's very funny. Very in touch with his emotions. Your
dad is so funny. That little vacation that we took together.
We went to Vegas.
And then when we had the henna, and he was like, did you see her tattoo to my dad? And my dad just looks at my arm, and then he looks at Mercedes' dad, and he's like, it's starting. And I was just like, what? Oh, no.
Literally, yeah.
He was shook.
My dad's a little jokester.
Yeah, your dad's so funny. I love it.
We were talking about this the other day about our parents, and like, it's funny because if I am to have a significant other, they're never afraid of like my parents, because my parents are really cool. My mom's really sweet. Yeah, my mom's really sweet to everybody that like comes into her home. She's so sweet. Maybe not to me. I'm just kidding. She's great. My dad, so not confrontational.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Okay. So do you think if a boy is scared to meet your parents, that it could kind of tell like that he's kind of like, not, he's scared because he knows he's not going to treat you right? Do you ever think about that?
Holy shit, I never thought about that.
Do you think about that? Like, he's scared to meet your parents because he knows...
Well, those are really nerve-wracking.
Well, yeah, also, but I'm also thinking about that, too. It could be both.
True.
You just have to figure out which one it is.
I mean, and I guess in that case, all you have to do is ask why.
Yeah.
Because my parents are not intimidating. My mom can cut a bitch if my she mom, has to.
All my boyfriends that I've had, literally high school, so it literally means nothing, they were scared to meet my dad. And I was like, you shouldn't be scared of my dad. You should be scared of my mom. Like, that's the one that you should be scared of.
Mom's such a two-faced bitch. Because everyone thinks she's so sweet and so nice, but I'm like, she could hurt someone if she had to. If she wants to.
If she wants to.
I mean, she'd never showcase that to a stranger.
Right.
She should, though.
Right. I just think maybe it's because they want the best for their kids. I think moms are more protective.
Well, yeah, her daughter. Oh, shit. I have another case study due this week.
Wow. Intriguing. Liberating.
I'm gonna get points.
Sad.
Who?
Let us know in the comments down below, which one of your parents is the more, which one
do you think people are scared of?
More.
Like
tell
strangers
us.
Are scared
Let us know.
Of. Let us know in the comments that don't exist on Spotify.
They don't.
If you know us, reach
Send
out
us
to
a
us.
Message.
Write
what
us
do
an
you think?
Essay. EPA format. Cite your sources.
MLA. I don't want APA. Cause
APA is college. MLA is high school. So I'm glad you're still stuck there.
I hate APA. So just send me a paragraph.
That's it. Paragraph. Sign off. Speaking of school things.
Stop.
We have a fun activity for us. For us to do.
For
us.
For
you to listen.
You're going to realize how stupid we are.
Well, this was Val's idea, so she's comfortable with...
I'm comfortable with letting new people know that I'm not smart. I know. I know I'm not smart.
I'm a little, what's it called, insecure about that. So, we have...
Not all of us can be geniuses.
I know. I'm a baby genius. no, I just also didn't have a lot of friends.
But we're basically going to be doing, are you smarter than a click babe?
Yeah, are you sure? Which you probably are.
Which most likely, play along at home. Let us know if you got these right or wrong.
And this is what it consists
mine,
of.
Let me just say something. It's pretty, it should be pretty, like, mine that I chose should be, like, knowledge that you should know back home. And if you don't know, open a textbook. Read about it. Learn about
Either
it.
Either way, the game consists of two spelling words that we looked up from, like, a fifth grade spelling bee.
Yeah, so it'll be spelling bee in the
spelling
beginning.
Bees.
And then a history quiz. Two questions.
We made sure that we didn't choose... Well, we could have chosen the same ones because I went to two different websites. Not the one that you said you went on.
I don't think we chose the same ones.
Okay. Either way, we have backups in case...
Yeah.
In case I'm like, oh shit, I chose that one.
Let's do paper, rock, scissors for who goes first.
Paper, rock, paper, scissors.
Pot, whatever. Oh my god, I hate how people tell me all the time that it's wrong, but it's how I've been taught.
Wait. After three.
It'd be paper, rock, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
It's
paper,
rock. If you say paper first, I'm not doing it in your
paper,
life first.
Paper, rock, scissors. Rock, paper, so it'd be scissors. On the third one that you say.
So on scissors.
Or on whatever word it is.
It's rock, paper, scissors. It ends with scissors.
I just still don't feel like that's right for me. But you can say it literally because clearly... You can say it because clearly you have problems. We're only going to do one round.
I don't have problems in ordinary.
Ready? Okay.
On scissors.
On scissors.
So, rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Paper, scissors. Okay,
so you have to answer the questions first. So, we're starting with our spelling bee portion. So, it'll be the spelling bee portion first. So, I'm going to go first, then you do your spelling bee,
and
then
we'll... the history.
Okay.
Oh, I love this for us.
All right, so your words. First word is... Oh. Don't mind me, ladies and gents.
Don't mind her, I'm going to fucking read it.
Your word is... A parry. A parry. A parry. Do you want to use it in a sentence?
Please.
Okay. When I was a beekeeper, I kept my bees in an apiary.
Apiary? I don't think that's a real word.
It is. Apiary? Apiary. I don't know. I use the thingy to, like, because you know how it tells you, like, how to sound out the word? And it the way you sound out the word, oh, maybe it's apiary. Apiary.
Maybe you should apiary. Choose a different word
because
you
still
cannot
pronounce it. You know what? I can have Siri say it for you. Okay. If that's that.
That would be very...
Okay.
That would be very much adequate.
Hang on. I'm so sorry, you guys. I feel like this...
That's why I gave it to you a couple minutes before.
Yeah, so but I was scared because I was scared because we were sitting next to each other.
Oh, you could ask for my headphones.
Oh my god, how do you even... Or maybe it's apiary.
I can already tell you that, but I can be able to spell. Here.
Ready?
Yeah.
For the ladies and gents back home.
Apiary.
Apiary. So basically what I was saying.
Okay. Apiary. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I'm just going to say this is not a normal word.
It's not.
It's not. So that's my excuse. Apiary. A-P-I-E-R-Y.
A-P-R-Y. You're so close.
Oh, motherfucker.
Instead of the E, it's an A. So A-P-I-A-R-Y.
Damn. Oh, well. I was close. Okay.
Next word.
That's. I feel like that's such a stupid word. Anyway.
Pontiff.
Pontiff. Can you use it in a sentence? What's the origin?
It means... This is what it means.
Okay.
The Pope. Which I was confused.
Pontiff?
Pontiff.
This could go either way. We're going to say P-O-N-T-I-F-F.
Ding, 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 ding. You got it. You lived it. You dreamed it.
I feel like I've seen that word, like...
A few times.
In a book.
Yeah.
Whatever the Bible. Book I've been reading. That's embarrassing. Yeah, probably. Okay.
I'm just going to say this right now. I can't spell. My literary skills, my literacy... Skills.
Those are your reading skills.
Yeah. So how am I supposed to learn words if I can't read them?
Wow. Okay, Gandhi.
Mm-hmm. Me to my teachers.
You literally. Literally, I can't fucking read.
I can't fucking read, so how do you expect me to learn?
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm scared.
Breathe. These are words you've heard.
Okay.
I think.
Maybe.
I don't know. If you take it like a normal geology class, which you have.
Okay.
First word is obsidian. Definition is a hard, dark, glass-like volcanic rock formed by the rapid solidification of lava without crystallization. And I'll use it in a sentence. Obsidian is a volcanic glass formed from quickly cooled lava. Obsidian.
Okay, cool. Obsidian. O-P. S-E. Obsidian. I need a piece of paper. Or is it with a U? I can go either way.
I'm going to say it over time. Obsidian.
Up.
I can't.
Obsidian.
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 Obsidian. Okay, so it's O-B. Ub. Sid. I'm going to guess S-I-D. Obsid. E-O-N.
No.
Oh.
When you first started spelling, I was going to lose my mind. Because it was way off. But you were closer. So it's... O-B-S-I-D-I-A-N.
Oh, my God.
Obsidian.
This word can be spelled many different ways, guys.
No, it cannot. It can
really,
okay.
It can really be spelled many different ways.
Okay. Next word is quaver.
Okay. It's like can I say something? She sends me a list of words that she didn't use. And none of them are hard. But she's over here
No, mine had hard ones. No, mine had easy ones, like... Moviegoer, quickly,
humorosity. So why are you giving me these? Because I never even heard of these words.
I never heard of pontiff or fucking
aviary.
Aviator, whatever the fuck it was.
Aviary.
I thought it was apiary.
Avery.
Apiary, whatever.
Apiary.
I'm still close. Quaver. This means to shake or tremble in speaking, typically through nervousness or emotion. Use it in a sentence. It was impossible to hide the slight quaver in her voice.
Quaver. Quay. It could be spelled with the C, it could be spelled with the Q. That's true. Like the scary thing.
Those are context clues you have.
Quave. Or quave. Quaver. I'm going to guess it how I feel like I spelled it out.
Well, that's how
Q.
Is. Okay.
Cool. U.
Cool.
Cool. A. Quay. V-E-R.
Yes.
Holy shit.
That was an easy one.
That was easy.
Yeah.
I don't know what year we're in. I don't know what fifth grade teacher is teaching these
you
words.
You gave me fucking pontiff and a word that you couldn't even pronounce. So
apiary.
Don't come at me with this shit of... You chose hard words. You chose fucking whatever the
apiary was. Like, here's the thing. Those words that you gave me... You know what? It's fair because you've even heard the words that I've said. I most likely didn't hear the words that you said.
You heard obsidian. You took the same geology class.
I've never heard that. I never heard my teacher say that at all.
It's a big deal.
It wasn't said to me.
You just weren't listening.
Limestone. If you would have said limestone, that would have been a different story.
Game over. Okay, so we both
don't know. One and one.
Yeah.
One and one.
Yeah.
Guys, one for one. So now it's time for our history portion. Ba da ba.
Well, it's not one for one, it's zero to zero.
It's one for one.
Oh, so each word that we get correct is a point?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, the points were not established.
All right, so here.
Why are we even doing points? Anyway.
I don't know, just saying we got one right, damn.
Go us.
All right, here we go. The history portion, ladies and gents. What was the first permanent English colony?
Permanent?
Permanent. I can repeat the question if you'd like.
No, I know. So we had... I know we had Plymouth Rock. I know we had Roanoke. I know we had... First
permanent English colony.
Motherfucker. 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 Excuse my vulgar language.
I wish you could see your face right now.
The first permanent English colony.
First permanent English colony.
Oh, they came over on the Mayflower.
The Mayflower.
Came over on the Mayflower. People at home are listening and they're embarrassed. And I'm embarrassed. Actually, I'm not.
I don't think people know this.
Because fuck the British. Oh, so thank you for choosing one that you don't think people know.
I knew it. I read the question and I was like, oh, blank, blank.
Yeah, of course you did.
Because I visited it when I went to Washington, D.C.
So it's in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
You
it's
just said
in
Washington,
that, it's
D.C.
in that area.
Don't lie to me.
I don't think it's in Washington, D.C.
She's a liar. So it's...
No, I'm being genuine.
So Virginia?
Or Virginia. It might be in Virginia.
Plymouth Rock isn't the answer.
It's not the answer, no. I can give you three guesses. Three guesses.
That's why we should have done multiple choice. But that also would have been too easy.
I think, yeah, because one would have stuck out.
For sure. I'm thinking of it.
It's like when I give you the answer, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Like, I know it. That's the thing. It's at the tip of my tongue. It's on the Mayflower. I think I might just keep saying it. The 13 colonies. There's a song. 13 colonies.
13 colonies. La Niña, La Pinta, La Santa Maria. If you don't know, those are the ships that Christopher Columbus came to on.
Ew.
With his crew.
He came on. They all
no,
came on
they
it.
Came to
they all came on at the same
colony.
Time.
What was it?
They
thought it. They thought it was what was it? Africa?
Was India.
Oh, he thought it was India. That's why he named. He said Indians. He was like the Indians, which was just the people of
England.
The land.
Oh my God. The first colony.
Permanent colony. That's still active.
Still active.
You can visit it.
Maryland.
No.
Not.
You can visit it.
New Hampshire?
No.
Wait, so colony, that makes no sense when you say colony.
It's what the question was when I was taking the quiz.
So. I was taking the quiz. British Columbia?
No.
So, Virginia.
It's in Virginia.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Damn. This is so easy.
You're saying that because you read the fucking question?
No, because when I was reading the question, I was like, oh, easy, blank, blank. And then I saw that it was one of the answers, so I clicked on it.
Yeah, because you had answers to choose
from. No, I didn't, because it was before I even saw the answers. I knew it was blank, blank. That sounds like what you just said. Oh, my God, it is what I just said. She's just ignorant.
New Hampshire.
No.
I know it, and that's the worst part.
I'll give you, let me give you a letter.
Yes.
Like the beginning or the end? First letter or last letter?
I'm guessing they're the same, so I'm going to say first letter.
J.
That, I wish it helped, but I'm sitting here a damn fool.
I'll give you the last letter.
Don't give me.
I'll give you the middle letter.
J?
Hmm?
What the fuck?
The first permanent English colony, and it's still there.
I believe you. Can go visit. No doubt. Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, yep, that is. There it is.
Gettysburg.
No, the Gettysburg address.
J.
Four score.
That's not.
And 7 years ago.
Wait, that is Gettysburg address.
Yeah, I know my J. Abe.
Dog, this is.
Mr. Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln. Our first gay president. J.
J.
This is going to drive me nuts.
J.
Because I want to get it.
Then get it.
But I'm not going to be able to get it.
I'll give you three answers.
No.
You've already wasted them, too. You're like, New Hampshire?
No, because blah, blah, blah. Those are states. Shut
the fuck up. So, what is it?
J? J. J? I keep saying it. Like, it's going to come to me. And it's in Virginia.
If you can guess what sound I made before then, while she was chatting. Let us know in the comments down below what you think it was.
A choo-choo train?
Kill.
Okay. I don't know it.
I'm going to give you the answer?
Yeah.
Jamestown.
Oh, yeah. No, that would never come to me.
Wow. Okay.
And I also don't fucking care.
Okay. So. Cool.
What's the next one?
When was the attack on Pearl Harbor?
On Pearl Harbor? December 6th. December 5th. When?
Can you give me a year?
No. Oh. Did you know the year
I knew
before this?
I knew the year and I knew what day.
No, you didn't.
It was, remember, because it's literally one of my favorite topics.
I don't like that. Okay. Can you give me an idea if it's in either the 40s or the 60s? 40s or 60s?
Bitch, when was World War II? When was World War II?
Oh,
can you tell me that?
Yeah.
Do you know that? When was World War II?
Okay. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to say December. Oh, it's December 7th. December 7th, 1932. No, it is not.
Oh, my God.
December 7th, 1942. That's all I have.
That's wrong. Okay. It's December 7th, 1941.
Fuck you. I'm so fucking close.
You're close. Off by a few weeks. Bitch. Off by a few weeks.
A year. That's okay. Okay.
Well, not even, because if it was December. Oh, my God. Never mind. It was December.
True, but I was a year behind, technically, because I said December 7th, 1941. I was still a year behind.
A few weeks.
Okay. I'm okay with a few weeks then. So since you gave me really hard ones.
These weren't even hard.
Yeah, no.
They were so easy. You gave me really hard ones, okay, whatever. Go ahead.
This one.
Okay.
So who was the president of the Confederate States during the U.S. Civil War?
I don't even know what that means.
So you know how we had the Union?
No.
So the non-racists.
And then the racists.
And then the Confederates, which were the racists.
They had a president?
Yeah.
There was two presidents. There was two presidents during this time?
State of these, like, areas, yes.
So there was two presidents at this time?
There was one president of the United States.
Okay.
You know.
So there's a president. There was two presidents.
No, it's kind of like a really bad movement. So who was the president of that movement?
I don't know, because I don't deal with racism.
Clearly.
Was it? I honestly, I don't know. And you're going to tell me a name and I'm going to be like, never heard of him.
Okay. You don't even want to guess.
I don't even know.
You're not even going to guess.
No, because I don't know any of her presidents.
Okay, that doesn't matter. Get rid of that
question. He's a president?
No, get rid of that question. Not going to matter. But the answer was Jefferson Davis.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
I did, because before I clicked the answer. So.
Well, that's you.
I'm going to have... This one's a little easier.
A little?
Yeah. But other than yours, what were the two causes of the U.S. Civil War?
It's like you just don't want me to succeed.
No, this one is easy. This is the first thing you learned.
Well, racism? Because slavery, right?
You tell me. What were the two causes?
Slavery. The abolishment of slavery. And land. That's what I'm going to say. I don't really know if it is.
No. So it was the election of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
And the South having the right to secede.
It's like, I've heard that word before, but...
It's okay. I'll tell you what secede means afterwards.
Thank you.
So, since you want to give me a year.
I can't. Unless it doesn't involve World War II, I don't know.
This involves World War II.
Oh, okay. Maybe,
during
you know.
What year did the stock market crash that caused the Great Depression?
That wasn't during World War II.
Okay.
So it doesn't involve World War II.
Well, tell me the year.
Of the Great Depression?
When did the stock market crash that caused the Great Depression?
I have no idea.
Give me a year.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
So you're not even going to guess now?
The Great Depression.
Not my face, your face.
Because I don't know. Because here's my thing. The Great Depression means nothing.
To you?
To me. It means nothing to my schools. It means nothing to everybody.
Girl, it should
have. The country.
To the country, it did matter.
The only thing that mattered to the country is the recession. During Obama's term.
Oh, my God.
During the Obama administration.
The stock market crash.
I literally have no idea. I know Theodore Roosevelt was president then.
Take a guess.
Does that count? Theodore Roosevelt was president during that time. Also, let me tell you something. Fun fact. During the Great Depression.
Don't give me all these stupid fucking fun facts. Just give me the answer.
The secretary of, I forgot what, told people that if you, they set certain prices, and if you told people to pay more or less, you went to jail.
Yeah, that's why, you do know that the Great Depression was the reason why we have all these antitrust laws.
No.
Okay, well, sorry, I forgot you were kicked out of the business school. Tell me what year. Just give me a year. You could be right. You could be wrong.
During Roosevelt was president.
Go back to your past lives.
My past lives. Let me just close my eyes. Let me just think about it. I'm going to do my That's So Raven.
Instead of, like, predict the future?
I'm going to the past. This is really challenging because I don't know the date. She said that it was something involved with World War II, but it clearly wasn't because it's the Great Depression. Makes me really think. Does she know our history?
Can you answer the fucking question?
No, I can't. I told you I don't know. So why would you?
Because I'm asking you to guess. Just like how I guess fucking New Hampshire.
I'm guessing it was like, how many presidents have we had?
Many. A lot.
And they come 4 years
like 45. Each? Well, like we learned, FDR did 3 terms.
That is true. He did 3 terms. This could have been any part of his what?
This could have been any point in time.
At any point
of his... So when was the Great Depression? When did the stock market crash?
I have no idea. I'm assuming it's 18 something.
18 what?
I'm going to go 1871. Probably wasn't even 71.
I love what you said. It probably wasn't even 1871. It was not even in the 1800s. It was
1929. Yeah. How long have we been a country?
Since 1776.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jesus fucking Christ. Also, you said World War II? Yeah, it did happen during World War II.
No, it didn't. What did you say it was? What year did you say it was? 1920 what? 1920 what? 1920. It was World War One. You idiot! Idiot! World War One.
We've had two world wars. I need to keep track.
And you can't even remember the. It's like she says World War Two is World War One, sweetheart. That's why.
I'm still on the OG. I'm not on the sequel yet.
She hasn't gotten it yet.
So yeah, 1929. The reason why that's important is because the Great Depression then caused, obviously, the stock market to crash, and then caused everyone to lose their jobs, which is also...
We're all poor.
Yeah, and then that caused everyone in the farming industry to all... Because this is also when the Dust Bowl happened, so then that's when everyone migrated from the Midwest to... California for gold mining.
California,
and this was also
love.
Around the time with the Great Gatsby took place. Fun fact.
Okay, but like Great Gatsby isn't real.
Right. I know that, but see.
Anyways, just so you guys know, the Constitution does not apply to you, only the government.
Thank you. I had a question in there. It was like, when was the Constitution written?
But good thing you didn't ask that.
Do you know when?
No.
Okay. Well, I had other ones. Do you know where the Louisiana Purchase was? Who it was purchased from?
No. Louisiana?
No.
Mexico. I don't know. I don't know history. The only thing...
Think about it.
The only things that excite me was World War II.
You know how... I don't like that. Do you know how I remember who we purchased Louisiana territory from?
No.
Because I think of Louisiana... And then I think of the Disney movies and what took place in Louisiana.
Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog have a lot of French undertones?
Because so from the French
quarter, yeah. From France.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. There's some
truth. Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
So, to make a long fucking story short, Val
the Constitution does not apply to you.
Val and I need to take a history class.
I did. You know what I learned a lot about? When I was in school, that I felt like I learned every single year.
You know what's funny?
What?
You talk a lot about World War II, but you didn't know what Auschwitz was.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, huh?
So you just called yourself an airplane.
No, because I know American. I know American.
That's first of all.
Only the American. I don't care about what Germany's history is. I only care about what happened in the U.S., what happened with the U.S. That's why I don't know. That's why I don't know. No, because no one ever told me that.
Girl.
I know they went into camps. I don't know the camps' names. You want me to freaking have a list and be like, here's the history?
Because you should read a lot of, like, books from people that were in those camps.
I've met a person who survived the Holocaust.
Survived the Holocaust.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Not Auschwitz.
Nope. Okay.
Auschwitz?
There you go.
I haven't met anybody there.
Because it was very, very bad.
Yeah, I know, but I know World War II history based off of
America's
the US.
Wedding.
Yes, based off what happened with America, not what, like, I guess everything that happened within Germany.
You mean the rest of the world? How fucked up the rest of the world?
How fucked the rest of the world? Yes, I know my American history.
This is xenophobic.
I don't know any other else's history.
A lot of America's history is based off everyone else's history.
Right, but I don't really know what America took part in those histories.
Right. No, yeah, for sure. No judgment there. That's why we do have American history books.
That is why.
That's why I choose not to read
them,
though.
They are listed American history.
That's why I choose not to read them, though. That's why I like world history.
Why don't you read?
I like world history more than U.S. history.
I hate world
US
history.
U.S. history is very biased, obviously, because why would you want to write about losing? Why would you want to write about that?
Why would anybody want to write about that?
Exactly. So I get it, but also, like, it's very limited information. And the good thing about America, though, is, like, we've been established for such a short amount of time compared to most countries. So I guess you can learn a lot about it and know a lot about it, even though it's fucking stupid. But that's all period love.
That's on U.S.
If it didn't happen,
history.
If it happened before 1982, I don't give a fuck. I'm just kidding. If it happened before, like, the 1900s, I'm like,
I'm like, who cares?
I'm like, it's kind of blurry.
It's a little blurry.
I can barely remember.
There's a fine line. I can barely remember last year. I can barely what happened last week.
I can't remember. Clearly, because our vibe checks.
They're anyway, completely
that was our
vulnerable.
Activity.
That was our activity. Hopefully, you realize we're dumb bitches.
Hopefully you played along at home, and hopefully you didn't know any of the answers to any of this. So hopefully you're dumber. Ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
So we can spell somewhat one. To a certain degree.
We can spell half the words.
Half the words. That's all that matters. Once. Because your brain should be able to fill in the rest.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
But that's it.
For the opportunity.
That's our podcast. Thanks for listening.
We're not doing any. Babes. We're not doing no recs, parks and recs. Recs and checks.
We're not going to do it if you can't get the name right.
Well, because you keep changing shit. No,
it's the same thing. It's marks and recs.
Marks and recs. Go first.
Oh, so now you're saying that.
Putting you on the spot.
Okay. I recommend. Ooh. No, I thought it was last week. See, I'm getting my weeks mixed up. I recommend watching Glee.
From maybe watching an old childhood show.
The or show that impacted you.
Yeah, and rewatching
start
it.
To finish, rewatching it. Glee is on Netflix, so do watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I also recommend opening a history book. A world history book.
Maybe even a dictionary.
A dictionary. Get the dictionary app, and you should be able to look at the word of the day.
Frivolous.
Rambunctious. Frugal.
Frugal.
You know all those words? Nope.
Get to reading.
That's what I recommend. Val?
I recommend Canes. Because I just love Canes. It's my favorite meal, really.
Barks and Rex.
It's my favorite thing to eat. Also Law and Order.
Which one?
SVU.
Okay.
The only good one.
Thank you for specifying. Well, some people actually watch real Law and Order, and that's ugly. If you watch real Law and Order, you don't deserve rights. So, that's on period.
Criminal Intent? Do you ever watch Law & Order Criminal? I want to meet somebody who watches Law & Order Criminal Intent.
I don't want that negative energy. But thank you so much for listening, guys.
Yeah, I hope you have a great week. Learn.
Learn.
Be educated.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week. Ciao, Bella.